And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for Tuesday, the 7th of February. And we should have Harley Schlanger on from Germany for the GDR from Berlin, Germany. And I talked to him earlier this morning. We have an interesting list of topics to cover. Welcome back, Harley.
Hello. I should let you know it's no longer the DDR.
Well, I say GDR. German down. What's it called now?
It's called the Federal Republic of Germany. The GDR and the DDR were the names that the communists appropriated.
Ah, okay. So
Deutsche
we'll call it the
Demokratische Republik.
Okay, Federal Democratic Republic of Germany, right? Sounds good.
Well, it sounds good. Let's see if it's
is it
really
democratic,
a republic.
Though? Yeah, that's the big question. I heard that Mr. Scholz is moving up in the polls in Germany and may well replace Merkel. Is that the truth, or what's going on?
No, this is just a short-term bump because the person they were going to run, Sigmar Gabriel, is a fat windbag who was the head of the Social Democrats, and he had Hollande-type numbers down in the teens, so they replaced him. The problem with Martin Schulz is that he's known as Mr. Europe because of his role in the European Parliament, and as soon as people figure out that he's a big supporter of the euro and the EU policies, he's going to drop again in the polls. But, of course, Merkel is no great shakes either. So what we're looking at in Germany is everybody's watching the U.S. to see, will Trump be able to change the policy with Russia? Will he break the NATO policy? Will he break the policy of the European Union economically? Will he change away from the Wall Street system? So all eyes are on the United States right now, and meanwhile, these candidates are jockeying for position, you know, they're all in the upper 20% range. So it's certainly nothing definitive yet, but it'll start shaping up soon.
Yeah, I heard from our contacts that you mentioned earlier that there's something going on in Italy, that there's several people coming together that may mean that the nationalism is rising again in Italy. What's going on there?
Well, it definitely is. I was in Brussels, as you know, last week, which is why I couldn't be on with you. And I had meetings there with parliamentarians from Austria, from Greece, from Cyprus, from Italy, from Germany, and from Bulgaria. And then I met with a group, which is the group that organizes with Nigel Farage and the UKIP. And what they represent is some of them are center-left parties, that is, they're former socialists, but they're no longer with the Socialist Party, and then center-right parties, which means they're not with the extreme right, but they're broken away from the Christian democracy.
Right.
And these two groupings share a couple things in common. One is they don't like the EU policies in general, whether it's the immigration policy, whether it's the economic policy. But they also want sanctions lifted with Russia, and they also want Glass-Steagall. They want the banks to have their power taken away from them, because what they're saying is that if the EU sticks to the euro and the City of London banks, then it will crash, and they don't want to be a part of it. So they're forming in Italy what they call a sovereign front, which is a group of nationalist parties. Now, in Italy, nationalism is running strong for two reasons. One is, under the EU, the banking system in Italy has collapsed, and the country is loaded with debt that was dumped on it by the Germans, by the derivative speculation, by speculation in sovereign debt, including its own debt. And then secondly, under the Maastricht Agreement, the original EU agreement, they're not allowed to run any kind of a deficit, even for things like emergencies, like the series of earthquakes that they've had. So the EU is saying that they cannot spend their own government money. They cannot create credit to put up power lines, to put up temporary housing, to provide emergency relocation for people. And so in Italy, they're saying, we're Italians. Why can't we take care of our Italian people? And so they have a slogan, make Italy great. They don't say again, because some of them don't know that Italy's ever been great. Of course, I think in the Renaissance, Italy was pretty good. But there was no Italy back then. It was the city-states.
Yeah, so it was a lot of city-states, wasn't it? People don't know the history of Italy, do they? That it's actually a relatively young state.
Well, it was broken apart. You had Austria controlling the north. The French and the Spanish were very much involved in it. The British were playing a role. But the slogan of Make Italy Great is interesting. And I met with two of the movers and shakers of this movement. They're young men in their 30s. They're in Brussels, but they're members of the European Parliament, but they're also active in their own parties. And if any of your listeners know this, the Lega Nord, which is the industrial grouping in the north of the country, which has been trying to split up Italy. Now they're saying they don't want to split up Italy. They want a sovereign Italy free from the EU. They're lining up with section of Beppo Grillo's movement. Grillo is a so-called comedian who has been anti-Euro, but he tried to break with Farage, and it nearly destroyed his party. So now he came crawling back to Farage and the United...
Why would he break with Farage? What was the reason for that? Because I would think they have similar goals.
Well, this is the problem. Grillo was told that if you ever want to get above 25%, you have to be credible with the elite. And if you're with Farage, you won't be credible. Now, the stupid thing was, when he pulled his party out of the alliance in the European Parliament with Grillo, his party members said, well, now we have no credibility. So he went crawling back to Farage, and Farage said, well, you can stay in our coalition in Brussels, but you're going to lose your positions on the council. So it was a stupid move on his part. For what? For credibility with the bankers.
That's weird.
Now, his whole movement was based on telling the bankers, we're sovereign Italy, you don't tell us what to do. So these young friends of mine who are very good and very aggressive, maybe one of them will come on with me some night with you.
Right.
They speak English well. They're very thoughtful people. They're watching the U.S. carefully, and they invited me to speak to some of their group in Brussels so that they could get a sense of the U.S. And one of the things they said is that your media is almost as bad as ours. And I said, no, your media at least is reporting on this meeting. In the U.S., right. I never report on what I say.
No. The regular media is not going to be involved. But by the way, we have a huge audience now between our video and audio. We are bigger than MSNBC, and our video is expanding at an enormous pace worldwide.
Well, let me talk to you sometime off the air, and we'll see if we can get one of these guys on. They're both named Marco, and they're both articulate spokesmen for what you might call a nationalist policy for Italy, which includes for them taking care of the social welfare, but no social welfare for bankers.
Yeah.
It includes infrastructure for southern Italy, because Italy's been hampered, as you mentioned before its unification. The south was very poor. It was produces olive oil and fish. The
right.
north was highly industrialized. Northern Italy has probably next to Germany the best machine tool sector in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And they're losing it. And, Italy also was a pioneer in aerospace.
Who are they losing it to? Because I heard there was a lot of industrial espionage by Chinese coming in and stealing technology and then moving it to China.
No, it's just shutting down because the European Union is contracting. The European Union is, by turning into a consumer's economy like the U.S. economy, now says they don't have need for producing machines that build high-speed rail.
What?
So
you're
if they're going to get high-speed...
Yeah, no, so that's stupid.
Well, just let me give you an example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greece just got loans from China to buy 10 of the best high-speed rail trains from the Chinese that will be delivered next year.
Right.
Serbia, poor Serbia, has just contracted with the Chinese to build a locomotive factory outside of their capital city to start producing high-speed trains.
But these are on Serbia. A Chinese-designed, though, aren't they?
Well, the Chinese design comes from the German design, and it wasn't stolen. Siemens went to China. You know, the Siemens Corporation, which is probably the number one engineering electrical firm in the world,
right?
They were the ones who pioneered whole areas of nuclear energy. Germany shut down nuclear power. You know, they developed the magnetically levitated train, and the German government shut down the maglev program. So some of their best scientists and engineers went to China, started teaching the Chinese, and
yeah,
the Chinese first high-speed rail, the first maglev train, was produced by Siemens, but now China has three or four of their own factories because they now have 20,000 kilometers of high-speed rail.
Right, so the plan to build another 40,000 in the next 5 years.
Yeah. So what you have is the Germans, like the Americans, bought into this whole idea that the future is nothing but robotics and artificial intelligence. And so we don't need steel production. We don't need machine tool production. We don't need skilled labor because the robots will do the skilled labor.
That's ridiculous.
Well, who the hell is going to produce the robots and program them? And why do they say we don't need steel? Have you seen the bridges in the United States? Have you seen the corroding dams and locks on our rivers? The outside of a couple of ports that are relatively modern, U.S. port technology is way behind.
Trump has promised that, but we talked about this morning. Without Glass-Steagall, without getting rid of Dodd-Frank, you're not going to have capital to actually build the infrastructure, are you?
This is the problem, and this is something that I don't know if Trump fully understands it yet. He, I think, made a big mistake in the way he went after the Dodd-Frank bill, because what, you know, look, Dodd-Frank should be thrown out as a whole. Don't tinker with it. Don't try to reform it. It was a bill that was an Obama, Barney Frank, Chris Dodd, Wall Street monstrosity designed to protect derivative traders, protect speculators, and penalize the local and regional and savings banks because they are being squeezed with liquidity. They have no liquidity even though they're solvent. And all the money from quantitative easing went to 10 or 12 of the largest banks in the country. So you've got to get rid of Dodd-Frank. Now, what Trump did seems as though it was scripted by Gary Cohn, his economic advisor, who was the number two man at Goldman Sachs, and by Steve Mnuchin, who was a top Goldman banker until he ended up going to work for Soros, even worse than Goldman.
Yeah, and working for Soros guys, and now in the sphere of Trump, which I think gives me pause and concern.
Well, and I don't know. I have to tell you, from the very beginning, my concern with Trump was whether he fully understood what he was taking on in going after Wall Street. I think he does. I think he thinks he's being clever by keeping them in his sphere. But you can't give them power because what they proposed at the meeting last Friday was changing Dodd-Frank to give more loopholes for the big banks. Now, the interesting thing is that I was just getting briefed today. This isn't going to work because even Republicans in the Congress are saying that if you really want to do something to get rid of Dodd-Frank, you've got to do it through legislation, not executive orders.
Right.
Now, just on time, Bill Black, the former chief investigator for the FISLIC, the Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation, put out a report yesterday, and he's a very competent banker. He was the one who had to unwind the collapsed SNLs in the 80s
right. When
he worked for FISLIC. And what he said is, you don't need a 200-page bill or a 1,000-page bill or an executive order. You need a 5 or 6-page bill which says, number one, the repeal of Glass-Steagall is repealed. In other words, the Dodd-Frank bill is repealed.
Can he do it as an executive order or just a kind of a boom, it's done?
Well, it'd be better to do it as legislation because you would then have – you'd force the Democrats to work with Trump. And last week, 27 congressmen, including one Republican and 26 Democrats, introduced the new Glass-Steagall bill. And in the introduction, Marcy Kaptur said, we welcome working with President Trump to deliver his promise to the American people to take the country back from the Wall Street banks. Now, this had a big impact inside the White House because, you know, the White House has this view that it's being besieged by Democrats. It's being besieged by Republicans, Democrats, Soros, Wall Street, bureaucrats.
The corruptocracy. A lot of these we call red state Democrats, though, have to swing toward for infrastructure and for their votes, for their very precarious seats, toward the Republicans. And there's a lot of Republicans like the Bushites, et cetera, PNAC people, the people that are behind and connected to the banks. So you have to get rid of them. You have to disconnect with them rather than allowing them into your, you know.
Let me just make a little bit of a correction to what you said, because if you look at it as Democrats and Republicans, you're going to fail. We have to look at it, the fact that there are patriots in both parties who are not run by Wall Street.
Exactly.
And they've got to come together. Trump showed that there's an electoral majority for that view. And I think people like Marcy Kaptur and Tim Ryan, who's one of the Democrats who signed on to the Glass-Steagall, is the guy who opposed Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat. He was a Democrat. He opposed her for minority leader. And he did it on Trumpian ground. He said, the Democrats have lost touch with working people. We've forgotten the forgotten man and woman. And if we're going to be serious as a party, we've got to go back to that. And he said, on that basis, I would be happy to work with President Trump to take on the Wall Street problem. So I think there's a bipartisan potential here. But if Trump allows himself to get trapped by these Goldman guys, he's going to become very unpopular very quickly, not just because of Soros, but because he won't be delivering on his promises of jobs and infrastructure. So he can kill two birds at one stone. He can knock out the Soros crowd, the Hillary Clinton crowd, the Bush crowd again, take them out of policy forever, and build a new majority, which would include working people, it would include minorities, it would include seniors, educated people.
Building the majority is what you're saying is almost as important as accomplishing the goal, because if you can build a Democrat and Republican majority that's from both parties, and you can shut out these other people that are trying to make sure that you don't get rid of Dodd-Frank. For example, one of the concerns we have is Mnuchin. You've mentioned that before, that he hasn't yet been approved, but he's not really for getting rid of Dodd-Frank or putting in the Glass-Steagall bill.
And no, he said, in congressional hearings, he said he wants to reform Dodd-Frank. Now, when Trump was running for president, he said, as soon as I'm in, Dodd-Frank is gone.
Right.
And these Goldman guys convinced him to do it piecemeal. Now, my advice to Trump is simple. Don't try and fix everything at once. Take the key battles that will change the whole geometry, like Glass-Steagall. If he goes with Glass-Steagall, it rearranges the relationship between the parties. But secondly, and just as important, it takes the big club out of Wall Street's hands. Because they'll spend all their time trying to survive. They won't be able to bribe or blackmail politicians. And so you do two things at once. And then the third bonus is the American people say, hey, Trump said he was going to hit Wall Street, and he did. Now, he's also going after Big Pharma, which I think is very important. And Bernie Sanders said, well, I have to say, I agree with Trump on this, and I hope he's got the guts to take on Big Pharma, because if he does, we'll get behind him. So there is a potential there.
I think that he's clever enough to pivot, because to be honest with you, he's both revised and destroyed the classic Democratic and Republican parties. Both parties, in a sense, are in a state of disarray, confusion, and it's now time to strike, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good plan, good analysis.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Yeah, Harley, you've made a very important principle here, which I hear from a lot of economists and even students like I've talked to even recently. And they said, well, no, we need to have globalization and we don't need to have production here. I think, are you crazy? You want steel in America. You want to be manufacturing your rail lines. You want to be manufacturing a lot of basic building materials and so on that you need, for whether it's high-speed rail or whatever. I think one of the things we can collaborate on is, for example, we could import, say, Chinese engineers to try to help us get our high-speed rail going. But just like the Chinese, when they interact with the Germans and Bombardier out of Quebec, Canada, they have a very good high-speed rail, a number of technologies there. We can advance it further in America. We're very innovative.
Let me give you an interesting take on that.
Yeah.
Because the Chinese and the Japanese have both, in the last days, made an offer to Trump. The Japanese said they would invest up to 5% of their government pension funds in infrastructure in the United States to help finance high-speed rails in California, Texas, and on the East Coast.
Wow.
So we're talking about somewhere in the range of $20 to $30 billion. The Chinese have proposed a fund that would match that. So you're looking at the possibility of an investment fund with $60 billion capital to start a high-speed rail program. Now, if the U.S. government would put up another $30 billion, and some people say, $30 billion, we're $20 trillion in debt. Yeah, but if you have $60 to $80 billion to put into high-speed rail, within a couple of years, you're going to see the United States in a completely new infrastructure environment. Not just faster rail, but corridors of development along the rail lines, expanded trade globally, as we've talked about on this program. So
right.
The Chinese and the Japanese are talking about that. And then Jack Ma's message to Trump was, look, we do make too much steel in China for our own needs. We're willing to talk to you. Maybe we can produce steel for the United States, or maybe we can cut back the steel we're sending to the United States so you can produce your own steel. But let's talk about it. Now, here's something interesting I just found out today. Kushner, who's the son-in-law of Trump, who's very
right.
influential, has just had several meetings with the Chinese ambassador in Washington. His wife, Ivanka Trump, did something really fascinating on Chinese New Year. She went with her daughter, so the president's daughter and granddaughter, went to the Chinese embassy for their celebration of Chinese New Year. And Trump's granddaughter sang in perfect Mandarin Chinese a song for the New Year. And this now has over 100 million hits on YouTube in China.
Wow.
So you talk about personal diplomacy.
Yeah.
Now, Obama, for all the great talk about his two daughters, he never did anything like that.
No.
So here you see the potential to get beyond some of the geopolitical and ideological squabbles by personal contact. Now, the same thing, everyone who's saying Trump is selling out to Putin. You know, I saw this thing the other day. It was so disgusting. It said that why didn't Trump put out the transcript of his discussion with Putin? Well, they never do that.
No State Department or president will ever do that. I mean, they can talk about bullet points after his press secretary talks about it, but that's it.
Yeah, which he did. But what the comedian attacking Trump said is that Putin said to Trump, I called to congratulate you on your victory. They laughed for 5 minutes, and then Putin gave Trump his marching orders. Now, that's the losers in the election, trying to poison an environment where the president is trying to change things. Now, one extremely important point on this. There's war breaking out again in eastern Ukraine. Even Radio Free Europe said that it's because the Ukrainians are doing this, the government in Kiev, against the pro-Russians in eastern Ukraine, to break the Putin-Trump discussion.
Now, in fact, Trump, that's the truth, that Poroshenko is actually shelling both civilian and military sites in eastern Ukraine.
Exactly.
That's what's going on. And you don't see the media reporting the fact that Poroshenko is a maniac. And he's supported by our State Department. Of course, they actually boasted that they tried to get him in there. And this guy is also not only the chocolate king, they call him, but he's also the prostitute and drug king. This guy's a mafia don. That's what he is.
Well, and Trump knows that, so it's not working.
Right, so why is he getting away with shelling? And then they're saying that the Russians have got troops or artillery or military in eastern Ukraine? No. They support them materially and emotionally, but there's no Russian military in eastern Ukraine. There's none. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Harley, this analysis sounds very positive. It sounds like Italy's coming together. It sounds like Germany is even running fly-out trial balloons with Merkel and the Donbass people, trying to see if they can kind of get rid of sanctions, if they can have some collaboration for eastern Ukraine. And remember, a lot of the statements by the media are just plain incorrect. Russia didn't, quote, invade and take over Crimea. Russia didn't take over eastern Ukraine. In fact, Poroshenko is still shelling civilian and military sites in eastern Ukraine against international law and decency. And if people actually reported it correctly, it's with the support of the previous Obama administration to do this kind of orange revolution. Now, of course, Trump has disconnected the OSI, which is a if you want to call it, an organization involved with color revolutions in Europe. And we also have a color revolution going on in America, and they still haven't arrested Soros. So what I see happening is Germany may be trying to get out of the disastrous sanctions, which are probably hurting them too, and realizing that if Trump succeeds with actually breaking through and getting some kind of collaboration with Russia, Germany's game is over.
Well, Bill, I could tell you that in the last 2 weeks, I traveled to Hamburg, I was in Frankfurt for meetings, and then I was in Brussels, and then also Wiesbaden, which is the former American Administrative Center for NATO and Germany.
Right.
And I met with a number of businessmen who are part of something called the Mittelstand Associations. That's like the small and medium enterprises, the entrepreneurial high-tech groups. I mean, one of the guys I met with has a company that produces very fine powder that's used as lubricants in the high-temperature processes. Another one is a guy who invented a technology for using manufacturing inside vacuum tubes so you can produce perfect crystals and things of that sort. So these are the cream of the creme de la creme of the German engineering and entrepreneurial groups. They want the sanctions to end last month.
Right.
Many of them are supporters of the Christian Democrats, Merkel's party, but they're fed up with Merkel. They don't trust Scholz and the SPD. They don't want to go to the radical fringe of the so-called Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD. So they're looking for alternatives. And so what's come out of this is a number of invitations to me to come and address their groups, because they want to know, how did you do this in the United States? Where did Trump come from? What's he doing? And it's not that I'm there as a spokesman for Trump. I'm going there as a spokesman for the American people, that the American people had it with war. The American people are fed up with lying, arrogant elites who line their pockets by stealing from working people, from cities, from pension funds, from healthcare programs, and the American people are demanding a change. And Trump stepped forward and said, I'll give you a change. Now, part of the reason for doing these kinds of events is to try and put pressure back on the United States so that the Trump administration follows through. It's not good if Donald Trump promises he's going to take on Wall Street and then follows the dictates of a bunch of Wall Street people.
Or does only a partial pared back of Dodd-Frank instead of a complete, and then a switching over, because there's not going to be capital for all his projects, including infrastructure that could be bipartisan, unless he does these things.
Well, there won't be a banking system left. If he doesn't go for Dodd-Frank, for Glass-Steagall quickly, the banking system will blow out. It was just reported yesterday that J.P. Morgan Chase, you know what Wells Fargo was doing to create these dummy accounts for every household account they had? They were trying to get up to 8 additional financial transactions. J.P. Morgan is up to 7.9 for each household that has investments with them. In other words, they're selling to every person who's invested in their private banking, they're selling them various kinds of funny money, phony certificates of deposit that are backed by nothing. The expectation of Wall Street is that when this thing blows, Trump will have no choice but to bail it out and bail it in. That is, take the depositors and the savers' money.
Yeah, but you do that and the middle class is now permanently wiped out. And the problem is the small and medium companies that develop new technology, they won't exist anymore. And they're not coming
back.
That's
the whole point. Yeah, that's the whole point. So what has to happen, and your listeners can play a role in this. Look, there are two things that people have to do. One is burn the phone lines into every Senate office, demanding that Republicans keep the Soros Wall Street guys out of the cabinet and reject Mnuchin. He hasn't been affirmed yet. But this is now that DeVos was confirmed today, and I think she's a bit of a disaster, but Mnuchin is much worse. We've got to move Trump to pull Mnuchin's name out.
Well, secondly, either that or put him on a very short choke chain. I think it almost serves a better purpose to get Mnuchin to make a public statement before he even gets confirmed that he's going to do these things that Trump wants done, rather than trying to kind of, hurry up to the big banks and try to cut back.
But Bill, the problem with that, and you can make an argument for that as a strategy. The problem is Trump said he's not going to play those games. I think Trump has to.
He has to play that game, because I'll tell you what: the number of people that he has a selection to even choose from, and the selected groups, for example, even the Supreme Court judges, the people that originate that. We talked about this with Gary Richard Arnold. If you're going to look for someone of Mnuchin's like level of financial experience, you're going to find so many of the people of formerly, Goldman Sachs, etc. You're going to have a really hard time finding some. So it's almost
but
better.
I have some names right off the top of my head: Tom Honig, the former Kansas City Federal Reserve Chairman; even Richard Fisher, former Dallas Federal Reserve Chairman.
Well, how come there aren't back channels to get this information through to Trump? Because
William Black, former FISLIC executive. There are people out there. There are also the head of Frost Bank in Dallas, Texas.
Wouldn't you think that Trump would, knowing that the Mnuchin statements before he even gets approved, might be a real drag on his entire agenda? That it might actually truncate it if Mnuchin does what you think he's going to do. This might really harm Trump's agenda in the next 2 years. And of course, the midterm elections are coming up very quickly. And if he screws up, he will lose his base and he will lose the enough seats that he won't be able to accomplish anything in the last 2 years of his.
Bill, to take what you just said, if the middle class gets squeezed more over the next 2 years, they're not going to look very kindly on him.
Oh, no. So in fact, they'll turn on him with the media already against him.
Yes.
He'll be toast.
Well, and here's the point we have to make. Instead of waiting to see what Mnuchin will do, we should increase the pressure on the Congress to go with Glass-Steagall and dump Mnuchin. We may not be able to dump Mnuchin. I think we should try. But if we get Trump...
Well, if Congress passes it, then what's he going to do about it, okay?
Well, at this point, then the way to flank it would be to go with Glass-Steagall. And I've been told that Trump is considering going with Glass-Steagall.
Well, I know. I heard that from other sources, too, that he...
Well, his press secretary said it. Sean Spicer was asked by my associate, Bill Jones, the EIR correspondent in Washington, at a press briefing. And that's a change, by the way, because with Obama, unless you were on a select list, you didn't get called on.
That's
but
really
Spicer
good.
Called... Spicer called on EIR, and Bill Jones said, is the president still supporting Glass-Steagall, as he did in the convention in Cleveland?
I'd like you and your organization to be able to ask questions of the press secretary in open media and town hall meetings and so on. I know what I'm saying, in open media where it gets reported not only through the so-called Big Six, but through the alternative media, as Sean Spicer is now directly interacting as a representative of the president with your organization. So you can report it as such in your information. We can put videos together on it and so on and blast it out to millions of homes because people need to realize we need to take the place of the so-called Big Six media.
We do have two videos on LaRouche PAC's site. One is Spicer saying to Bill Jones, yes, the president has been consistent on this. In other words, the president still supports Glass-Steagall.
That's
secondly,
that's excellent.
Go to the LaRouchePAC.com website and watch the press conference. It's 20-something minutes of Marcy Kaptur, Tim Ryan, the Democrat who opposed Pelosi, Tulsi Gabbard, the courageous Iraq War veteran Democrat who took on Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, she's amazing.
And then Walter Jones, the Republican from North Carolina, from the Marine base there. Right. Walter Jones was extraordinary. He said, I made two mistakes in my career. I supported Bush's war in Iraq, and I supported the repeal of Glass-Steagall. And I'm going to dedicate myself to making up for those two things. And he said, I'm going to work to get my fellow Republicans on board with President Trump. Now, this press conference will give you a sense of the kind of potential political forces that are coming together. What we were talking about earlier, a coalition that's above party and it's for the nation as opposed to any special interests. Now, if the American people start identifying with that as their mission, the way the founding fathers caused at least a large minority of the country to do, or the way Lincoln rallied the nation to defend it against the British subversion in the Civil War, or the way Kennedy did by inspiring the nation with this idea of challenging the stagnation of the post-war economy with NASA, going out to the new frontiers. That's what I think Trump would like to do. But we've got to help him. We've got to give him ideas. We've got to prick his imagination. And we've got to move the Congress so they'll support him instead of being a bunch of subversives. And I'm not just talking about Democrats. There are a lot of Republicans that oppose the Republican platform.
Which is bizarre. I mean, to be honest with you, I think that what Trump has done is not only an end run around both parties. In a sense, he's destroyed them. They're typical Republicans and Democrats don't exist anymore. And they're trying to
refine. All they can do is be disruptive.
Well, and that's what, unfortunately, the more disruptive the Democrats are with Schumer and his alligator tears. Again, I use this joke. When I see his alligator tears over things like different appointments, I think I can hear the clock ticking in his stomach like, you know, Peter Pan, like he's the alligator. I mean, alligator tears.
Captain Hook,
Captain Hook, you hear click, click, click. Yeah. So, you know, Captain Hook is terrified that the alligator's going to eat him.
Well, let me go back to something we were talking about earlier to give you a sense of the treachery of the political class.
Right.
John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, a Democrat, were in Ukraine with a Kiev-mounted tank brigade watching the shells get shot into Donbass, which were
killing civilians in Donbass.
And McCain was saying, we've got to back you up because we've got to teach Putin a lesson. Well, Putin wasn't
kidding.
In the Donbass.
Have you ever seen
the
videos of the Donbass kids a few years ago? I think three Christmases ago. Where these kids are coming on and saying, don't shell us, please don't kill us, and our families.
Yeah.
You heard about the Donbass kids for Christmas, I think, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. Well, John McCain is urging Poroshenko to escalate.
Damn.
Now, John McCain is an old-time buddy of George Soros.
McCain
was part of the Maidan Revolution, part of the Orange Revolution in Georgia.
Right.
He wants to be part of the White Revolution against Putin, and he's now leading, on the Republican side, the Soros-funded revolution against President Trump.
Well, we have an orange revolution going on right in America, and McCain and Graham are leading this damn thing, aren't they?
And Putin and LaRouche have both called it a Maidan in the U.S. Now, to defeat it, the thing people have to do, let's get Glass-Steagall through to take the money away from these networks, including Soros. Secondly, expose Soros as the British agent he is out to destroy the United States. And anyone who works with him, whether it's Mnuchin, McCain, Hillary Clinton, they have to pay a price, maybe jail time, for disrupting the functioning of the country on behalf of the people. But to do that, we've got to make sure the American people understand these things. So we're putting out a series of very simple but direct videos on LaRouche PAC that explain these things. And Mrs. LaRouche, I saw her today, she wants us to use February 22nd, which is an anniversary of the coup in Kiev, as a day of truth so Americans can find out how our government overthrew a democratically elected regime to put a gang of neo-Nazis in power in Ukraine as part of their operation against Russia.
That's so crazy, isn't it? If someone wrote a script like this and brought it to Hollywood, the director would probably throw it in your face and say, look, you know, you're crazy. Nobody, this isn't believable. But it's actually happening. In fact, that's
part
of the cover.
Well, did you ever see the movie Wag the Dog?
Yes, I did, with Dustin Hoffman.
That's essentially what they did.
But here's a problem, though. The problem is part of the cover is that the average, you know, reasonable citizen that doesn't really want to think very deeply on these issues doesn't realize part of the cover is that it's so fantastic you can't believe it because it really is happening. And well, when someone reports it, they want to kill the messenger because they say, well, that can't be happening. Nobody would try to do that.
Bill, just quickly to go back to something we talked about earlier, Martin Schulz, 2 years ago when he was questioned by Natalia Vitrenko, who's a leader of the opposition in Ukraine against Poroshenko,
right.
He was questioned about the Ukrainian neo-Nazis that the U.S. and NATO is supporting, and she brought a documentary video to show him. He denied that there were neo-Nazis in Ukraine. Now, Oliver Stone did something useful today.
Right.
He asked that Trump declassify the U.S. State Department memos on the operations the State Department was running in support of Poroshenko and against the Yanukovych regime. He's done a documentary on this.
Well, I'm sure that he's in enough security briefings now. When I saw Trump being interviewed by O'Reilly, who's a maniac, he's out of his mind. He's an arrogant SOB, O'Reilly, on Fox. And
did you like
Trump
what
comes
Trump
back
said,
and
by the way?
Pardon me?
When do you like what Trump said when he said, oh, our leaders have never murdered anyone? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I know. I love that. That's what I was about to say. I'm thinking, he came back and he looked at him like, you know, I know now. Okay, I'm the president. I've had security briefings. You may never know this stuff, O'Reilly, but I know. Okay, we're not lily white either. We've killed people. Okay,
yeah.
Either directly or indirectly. For example, then he brought up the example, and of course, Hannity brought up the example right away of how both Hillary and Obama were directly involved with killing Muammar Gaddafi. And there was absolutely no indication that they needed to do this. Muammar Gaddafi was collaborating with all the powers that be. They just did it because they wanted to do it. And then they messed up Libya, who had more social programs than any other Muslim or even regular country on the planet. I mean, you could go to any hospital pretty well in the world. They were 75%. They were getting primary water from the desert, which is the, you know, oasis water up by drilling with a British drilling company. He was doing so many things for his own people, like free loans for cars and university, etc. It's mind-boggling that they've now broken the country up into a total disaster.
They did it not just because they could, but they did it because they wanted to use that as a launching ground for Syria and against Russia.
Of course.
So I think people should go to LaRouchePAC.com and look at these videos, look at this material, and join the fight to make sure that Trump finishes the job that he started with the campaign.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Bill, talk to you next week.
Amazing discussion today, Harley. If we can, let's do some video. Next week, we'll get our gentleman from Italy on as well. That'll help to give a better perspective of the rise of nationalism. As I say, the spread of Trumpism around the world, and it would happen spontaneously even if Trump wasn't there.
We are the American Freedom Party.
Well, Trump
is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. A couple of announcements. Number one, we're doing a lot more videos and so on. And if you want to pose a question during our live stream video conferences, just sign up for live stream. No charge at all. And you can send, if you're a customer, you can send your request through NutraMedical One on my live stream account. I'll set it all up so that if a question comes through, number one, I've already pre-approved you, so you can actually pose a question on the by typing it in, and then it may come up in our if it's a great question or comment or statement, it may come in. I can also, actually, if you're available and are still there live, I can actually kind of tap it and bring you in audio-wise as part of our video. So that's a new addition that I want to add. We are planning on doing some videos, for example, with Harley Schlanger in one location in Germany and some of these new Italian gentlemen that are working on trying to rise a national scene in Italy. So lots of new things that we're going to be doing. We're now getting many more videos up on all different products at NutraMedical and the protocols, and I'm doing a lot of updates in the protocols. One I mentioned, one major change to our diabetic protocol is very important to use the Biotin Plus along with the dibetaline and berberstatin. We're seeing that's a level one. Level two is we use a glycemic meal replacement. Lipo Flush to mobilize calories, and Cell Defense Plus, the curcumin to actually turn white fat to brown fat, as well as Forskolin, Coleus Forskolii. and the use of leptin metabolic, that's extremely powerful, and Minerals Plus, which has not only all the minerals that are additionally targeted for every meal when you take a Biotin Plus, but also the additional minerals that you need in your body. Now, I strongly recommend also an update to our protocol for insomnia. I strongly recommend you take at least one dropper of Indiamies at bedtime. You can take it also earlier in the evening and during the day. It increases what's called nucleoplasm entry of minerals, which are very important, especially for the pineal gland, and the conversion and generation of serotonin and melatonin. And, of course, those are dependent on trace elements like molybdenum and the generation of nitric oxide and other pathways like the necessity of manganese and so on. You're going to see that the indium will help to amplify the effect of the Calm-Mind Brain Mag, which I recommend 1 to 2 scoops 3 to 4 times a day, and the use of melatonin time-release 1 to 3 tablets, usually chew one, swallow 1 or 2, an hour to 45 minutes before sleep. Sleep should be time based on your natural sleep cycle, so if you get sleepy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can go 3 hours and 3 hours, which means 9 o'clock, about 45 minutes before you should be taking your sleep. You should also be shutting down an hour before sleep with no, we call red, blue light. In other words, no television, no bright lights around you, music, etc., and start shutting the brain down. The Indiamies is going to start generating those minerals to help the bioconversion. And if you happen to wake up and during the night, take another dropper of Indiamies. If necessary, take another melatonin time release, but another dropper of Indiamies, and that will reactivate your melatonin release. So that's very effective. I'll be posting a lot of these new upgraded protocols. I'm also going to be posting up new testing and hyperlinks to those tests, including tests like, for example, and I mentioned it before, the blood viscosity test for rheologic blood viscosity, and lipid electrophoresis, where you can obtain those tests. I'll post those links up. If you want a consultation, you need to purchase a time consult and send me your current medical records, and I'll give you the full evaluation of what tests. Many of them covered by your own insurance, by the way. Others are not expensive for you to proceed to do. We'll be back in a moment with hour number 2, our Health and Wellness Hour. Hour 3, Tim Alexander coming up tomorrow. The first hour, of course, is our Care for Our University. And Bill Warner will be back for a full hour on tomorrow, third hour. It is 92 questions we're going to expand on in terms of vetting and what we need to do to make America safe again.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.